Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Microsoft's appeal to the UK's Competition and Market Authority amounts to, but it's not fair.
For May 31st, 2023, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News.
Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in about 5 minutes. Coming up, a game developer is asking mod makers to please stop charging money for their mods, and CD Projekt Red shuts down rumors of a sale. Last week, Microsoft finally filed their appeal with the UK's Competition Appeal Tribunal to try and reverse the UK's Competition and Market Authority's decision to block the $68.7 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard. Microsoft outlined 5 key points where they believe that the CMA made a flaw in their decision. The first is that the CMA made fundamental errors in assessing their cloud gaming platform, claiming that the CMA didn't factor in the potential for users to switch from cloud gaming to native gaming. By the way, the term native gaming just refers to the user downloading the game to their device that they want to play it on. Second, Microsoft brought up their flimsy commercial agreements with other cloud gaming providers, claiming that the CMA failed to take these deals into consideration. We've covered these deals here before and pointed out that they're fairly empty gestures, because according to these agreements, the companies that Microsoft is brokering deals with would end up being Microsoft's customers, not their competition. Third, Microsoft lamented about how the CMA assumed they would make Activision Blizzard games exclusive to Xbox Game Pass. Hilariously, Microsoft claimed that these assumptions were, quote, irrational, despite already setting that precedent with numerous companies like Mojang, Bethesda, Obsidian, and many others. The fourth key point goes over how Microsoft couldn't foreclose on its rival cloud gaming services, pointing out that Microsoft would lose money if it withheld Activision Blizzard games from these services, and emphasized that there was no incentive to withhold Activision Blizzard games. And the final point is that the CMA, quote, erred in law when the government body rejected Microsoft's final concession, which was a similar concession that was given to the European Union, a blanket free license to all users to access Activision Blizzard's titles on any cloud gaming services. Microsoft finishes its appeal, stating that the CMA's decision to block this merger is a, quote, breach of common law duty of fairness. While this appeal has been mulled over by the Competition Appeal Tribunal, it's still unclear when they will make their final decision. When that time comes, though, Microsoft will have two options. Option one is if the tribunal approves the appeal, then Microsoft has to go through the CMA's regulatory approval process from the beginning. The second option is to pull out entirely of the UK market if the tribunal denies Microsoft's appeal, which I think everyone is trying to avoid. So it'll be interesting if the CMA and the tribunal are able to coax more concessions out of Microsoft, or force UK consumers to get familiar with a VPN to play World of Warcraft. Iron Gate Studios, the developer behind Valheim, recently addressed some concerns they had with modding in Valheim. And while you'd think they'd be against modding like most developers, Iron Gate, however, took an interesting route when addressing mods, stating that while they don't have official mod support, they're happy that people are taking the time to make their own mods, though they aren't too keen on modders putting their mods behind a paywall. Iron Gate continues to characterize paywalling mods as against the, quote, creative and open spirit of modding. Iron Gate, however, doesn't begrudge modders who offer their mods for free and have a tip jar of some kind so players can voluntarily donate. The other clarification Iron Gate made regarding mods is that they just ask nicely if modders could label them as unofficial, requesting that modders add a pop-up telling players that they are playing on modded Valheim servers. That way, it's clear for users to know if they're playing a modded experience or the retail version of the game. Overall, while this is a certainly more progressive view than, say, a company like Nintendo, I still have problems here. Why should the makers of Valheim get any say over whether someone charges for their mods? In the era of crowdfunding and Patreon, I think devs should either work to create an official marketplace for mods, like Bethesda, or shut the f*** up. Over the weekend, a couple of rumors started to spread around the internet. The first rumor was about CD Projekt Red allegedly being bought out by Sony. The second rumor was that Bend Studios allegedly started working on the sequel to Days Gone. Both rumors were started by the prominent Destiny 2 leaker Liz. Liz has a pretty good track record with Destiny 2 leaks, but not general gaming rumors. Both CD Projekt Red and Bend Studios have addressed both rumors, with Adam Kaczynski, CD Projekt Red's CEO, having to address the rumor in a recent investors call. Kaczynski specifically said, quote, CD Projekt Red is not for sale. As for the Days Gone 2 rumors, Days Gone director Jeff Ross shot down that Days Gone 2 was in development on Twitter. At the end of the day, though, it's always a good idea to take rumors and leaks with a boulder-sized grain of salt, because both of these rumors are pretty believable in this current era of gaming. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back tomorrow for even more video game news. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Twitter at Lloyd_RNG. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.